Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience and those tuning in online worldwide. We're glad you all could be with us as well. I'm excited to welcome author Polly Crosby to our program today. Polly has written a great new book that definitely has people talking. It's called The Book of Hidden Wonders. We'll talk to Polly not only about the writing of the book, but what it's been like for her to be able to share this story with the world and already see the response. If you all have not gotten your copy of the book, of course, we'll let you know how to be able to find it. But Polly, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, this book, as I was just sharing with you before we went on here, I mean, so many great themes in this book, and we'll be talking around some of them so we don't spoil it for those who haven't read it, Polly. But I want to talk to you about the response, because I hear from authors all the time that, you know, the writing process can be a solitary process, but then when you kind of release it, kind of it kind of goes from you. What has it been like for you to give this book to us?
Well, it took about 8 or 9 years to write, so it was very much for me at the beginning, yeah. And obviously it's not until it becomes published that people start reading it, and you sort of realize you're giving up a part of yourself. So it's a huge thing, I suppose, but it's quite exciting as well, because when it's just you writing it, it's one thing, but when people can read it, it becomes a totally different entity, I think.
Right. And it's interesting here you talk about how long it took, because I think, you know, we all have heard the saying, Polly, that all of us have a story within us. Have you always known, though, that this was a story you wanted to share?
I think for a few years, yes. I started writing when I was 19, so that's just over 20 years ago. But it took another 10 or 11 years before I actually managed to find the right story. And so when I've written before, I've given up quite quickly, whereas there was something about this story that I knew I had to continue, that I had to get to the end of it.
Yeah. And it's almost a story within a story, right? I think that is what makes it so interesting, because, you know, we are able to be reading a book about a character who finds herself in a book. It is kind of funny. I mean, so first of all, I have to ask you then. Well, and say for those who haven't read it, the main character, her name is Romilly. I mean, what was it like for you to kind of slip into her skin? Because the story is told in her voice. So, what was it like for you to see the world through her eyes?
Well, the book is set in Suffolk in England, which is where I grew up, and it's set around the time that I was a child. So it was very easy to set myself in that landscape, but Romilly shares some of my sort of wild child tendencies, but she's also very different from me. So it took quite a long time to get her character and really get into the layers of her, because she's quite a layered character, as I think you probably know.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, this book is not only, I think, a book of wonder, but also, I think, in many ways, a book of life and death and what happens in between. I talked a little bit of that when I was writing my review, Polly, but, I mean, did you know when you first started this book that it would kind of take us through the highs and lows that life was?
I think I always wanted to write quite a gothic feeling dark book that has spikes of color and light in it, and so I knew the idea of where it was going, but I don't think with me and my writing style I know exactly where I'm going until the words are down on the page. It's almost as if the characters start talking for themselves.
Right. And we're able to see that in a big way. Again, I'm going to talk around some of this, Polly, so that we don't spoil it. But I will say this. We do get kind of see Romilly grow, right, in this book. And not just grow in age, but grow in insight. What was that like for you to share? How her knowing, even as a young person, really sharpened as the book kind of unfolded?
I think because initially the book's from a child's point of view, she's quite an unreliable narrator, because she's living with her father, who loves her to bits, and she adores him. But children don't always see the full picture, and it's only until she starts growing up that she realizes what her life is actually like, I suppose.
Yeah. And that brings up this interesting thing, right? Of again the book within a book, right? I mean, I thought it was so funny when Stacy says to Romilly, talking about the book, is this supposed to be you? It's one of those things that kind of it's interesting to kind of see. But I want to talk about something more broader, Polly, that I think is safer, and I think our audience will kind of get the point from this. I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
We all have heard, of course, that looks can be deceiving. Do you feel like that's almost a theme of this book, that things are not always as they appear?
Oh, definitely. I'm a real fan of fairy tales, and so I like the sort of trickery and strangeness and eeriness of fairy tales, and I hope that comes through in the book. At the start, Romilly's father is painting her into this series of picture books, so at the beginning he's painting a 9-year-old girl, which is how old she is, but as she grows up, the girl on the page stays at 9 years old, and it's about her relationship with this picture version of herself, I suppose, which can never mirror her exactly.
Right. And I think, too, I won't talk much about the father other than to say, we're kind of able to see as Romilly does change. I think I can say the father changes, too. But it kind of puts Romilly in a different type of situation. So, the reviews are already coming in, of course, for the book. It was just released this week for those who are joining us live, Polly. I mean, has that been fun for you to kind of see how people thought about the twists and turns of the book?
Yes, and I have so much respect for the people reviewing the book, because there are lots of twists and turns. And as we're finding here with this discussion, you can't just talk about the book because there's so many things you could give away, aren't there? I'm really sorry.
Right. Well, I think that also will pique people's interest as well, Polly, because, I mean, it really is one of those books that I think makes you kind of just think about things, think about life and think about your place in life. But I think also the preciousness of life. So I want to talk about that. Do you find that that's in one respect how you do kind of find yourself interwoven with Romilly, that you share her wonder of the world?
Oh, definitely, definitely. As a child, I was very much outside running about barefooted, and I wanted to capture that. It's almost a lost childhood nowadays in England. I don't know what it's like where you guys are, but those parents tend to keep their children close, and with screens and everything else that we have now and faster, more dangerous cars and everything and roads, it's as if that sort of childhood has disappeared, and I really wanted to bring it back, to explore it more and to see where I could go with that idea.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the great things for sure, and I think it's one of the things that people will appreciate about this book. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome author Polly Crosby to our program today. Polly is joining us today, as you just heard her say, from England. So we're excited to be able to have her with us to be able to talk about her book that is getting a lot of attention, called The Book of Hidden Wonder. Now, we're getting it a little later here, Polly. Of course, the book, I mean, you've been able, of course, to be able to see the way that it has already gotten a lot of attention, in other places in the world. You know, do you think that also shares the universal aspect of books, how books really can connect people no matter where they are?
Yes, absolutely. And I think they can transport you as well. So if it's not necessarily something you can connect with, it's something you can experience, which is the whole point, especially with the lockdown and COVID and everything that's happened. A book is a way of getting away when you can't necessarily get on a plane, isn't it?
Right. So true. I think that's a really good point for sure. I'm going to ask you a question, and if you can't answer it, I totally understand.
okay.
But I know you mentioned about the length of time it took you to write this book. Do you feel as though Romilly's story is over?
that's a tricky question.
Okay.
I think I will answer it. I think in the future, in a long time in the future, I'd love to continue her journey, because I don't think the journey's ended. But I don't think that's something I would do now. Maybe one day, if enough people want to know about it.
Okay. Well, I think they will, Polly. So you might as well get ready.
Okay. Well, the last one took me 8 years, so if it's another 8 years, maybe I should start.
Right. So I have to ask you, you mentioned, of course, what all of us are dealing with right now, and that is, the coronavirus, the pandemic. And so, of course, I'm sure it has made marketing a book and promoting a book a little different. How has social media in particular, the internet, kind of helped you, Polly, to reach your readers during this time when we're not gathering so freely right now?
It's been wonderful, actually, in that respect, because I've been able to reach people across the world. And I think also just social media bringing together authors who are all in the same boat. I've met a lot of debut authors who have been going through exactly what I've been going through. And without that connection on social media, then it would have been quite a lonely time, I think. But actually, I think it's been a more sociable time than ever, really. So I can't complain. I think I'm someone that tends to find the silver lining in anything. It's a bonus, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I think what you just shared is one of the last questions I have for you, Polly, and that is about community. Because we see Romilly is able to connect with people outside of her father in this book. Do you think that also has been part of the great thing for you, that you've kind of formed this new community, not only through readers, but also through your fellow authors?
Definitely, yes. I think in the book, Romilly has to grow up from age 9 onwards, becoming quite famous because her father's series of books have a lot of fans. And I'm not saying I'm suddenly going to become very famous, but I can sort of understand the feeling of suddenly being looked at by lots of people. And it's weird because when I wrote the book, I obviously wasn't, whereas now there's lots of lovely reviews coming in and things. So, yeah, there's some interesting parallels there, certainly.
Yeah. And I think that's why I was curious, if I'm honest, Polly, that's why I was curious if we would find parts of you again in Romilly's journey, which is why I was asking about, did you feel like you were through with her? So because I think it would be interesting to see, how the experience that you're having right now with your debut novel, how it kind of does, kind of impact, know, storytelling again like that again. So what should our audience be on the lookout for next? I know this book is just coming out, but I know you've been busy. What should our audience be on the lookout for?
Well, my next novel is currently at the edit stage. It's set on an island just off the North Sea. So it's very close to Suffolk, where I'm from, in East Anglia in England. And it's a historical novel spanning 1927 to 2018. I can't say too much, but it's got slightly different. But it's got a lot of the sort of eerie, haunting, slightly magical feel that the Book of Hidden Wonders has. So I think hopefully if you like the Book of Hidden Wonders, then you'll like my next one, she says with her fingers crossed.
Well, look, I'm sure they will. In the meantime, though, I definitely encourage our audience to get the Book of Hidden Wonders. You can get it through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite local bookstore. If they don't have it, they'd be more than happy to order it for you. Again, the author is Polly Crosby. We've been talking to Polly not only about the journey of writing this book, but now, of course, sharing it with all of you. And, Polly, how can our audience stay connected with you?
My website is pollycrosby.com. Excuse me, I'm on Twitter as @writerPolly and Instagram as Polly_Crosby.
All right. So make sure you guys are definitely staying connected with her. Polly, congratulations to you again. Thank you so much for the time today, and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Polly. And I thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make it a great one.